بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Hazrat Khadija's value has not been properly appreciated. This is the part of the speech delivered on May 9, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with officials of the Hazrat Khadija Commemoration Congress. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. First of all, I am very grateful to you gentlemen for thinking of carrying out such an endeavor and for pursuing it in a motivated manner. Hazrat Khadija, God's greetings be upon her, is a really unrecognized personality. The fact that she was honored with being the spouse of the Holy Prophet is more valuable in her case. Others were honored with being his spouses as well, but they did not endure the sufferings that the Holy Prophet did during the time when he became the Prophet. After that era, he was in Medina for 10 years. Well, in that era, he had the respect of others, and life was relatively easier. Hazrat Khadija, God's greetings be upon her, endured those sufferings in the first era alongside the Holy Prophet.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
First of all, the very essence of believing in the Holy Prophet. The first people who believed in him were the Commander of the Faithful and Hazrat Khadija. It's a great privilege. It has extra value. Banding the beliefs which one has lived with for so long is not easy. This has not occurred to us so that we can understand how difficult and important it is. With her pure nature, she immediately understood the truth of the matter and the Holy Prophet's legitimacy. As soon as she saw the Holy Prophet in that state of mind, in that well-known spiritual state which has been mentioned in books, while he had just recently returned from Hira, she realized that something important had happened, and thus her heart was attracted to him and she began to believe in him. Later on, she stood by her faith. You mentioned that she dedicated her wealth to his cause. Well, this is easy to say. Those who have money can afford to dedicate it to a cause, but if someone completely abandons her life of comfort, in other words, if someone lets go of all their money and dedicates all their wealth to a certain cause, this is not about some bits and pieces here and there. It is said about Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, God's greetings be upon him, that he gave up his entire possessions or half of his belongings several times over his lifetime. This is among the greatest privileges.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all